Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is Marlon Dale Ferreira for Cricket on the Go. A warm welcome to the end of day four of the second test match played between Sri Lanka and the West Indies in Antigua, where Sri Lanka now face an uphill task to save the second test and that too, the series. This segment is brought to you courtesy George Stewart Travels Limited, Sri Lanka Cricket's official travel partner to the West Indies, Grand Park Arena, Coconut Miracle, and the Exterminators Pest Control Service, a brand you can trust. Sri Lanka faces an uphill task on the final day of the second cricket test against the West Indies, who set the visitors a stiff target of 377 on the penultimate day in Antigua on Thursday. Sri Lanka will resume on 29 for no loss on a pitch that looks unpredictable for batsmen and bowler, with the track sometimes proving to be flat whilst at the same time keeping low and also offering no bounce to the bowlers. The Sri Lankan opening pair of Dimuth Karunaratne and Lahiru Thirumana went through 9 anxious overs on the previous day and will have one of the toughest challenges in the morning session on the final day when play resumes. But where the Sri Lankans lost out in their inability to curb the West Indies batsmen from playing shots and compiling the runs to declare 280 for 4 after they grabbed the last 2 wickets in the opening overs of the day as the tourist resumed from an overnight 250 for 8. Opener and West Indies skipper Craig Brathwaite, unlike in the first innings when he had to inch his way to a 9th test century, played with relative ease to make 85 before a ball from fast bowler Dushyant Chamira crept under his bat and crashed into the stumps. He made 85 and was associated in a 72-run stand for the third wicket with Kyle Myers, who cracked 55 with 8 fours before a ball from Surang Lakmal trapped him out like before. But enjoying a 94-run first innings lead, the West Indies were never too concerned over losing wickets. And to make things worse for the Sri Lankans, the top-ranked test all-rounder Jason Holder went after the bowlers and played his shots freely before they declared a 280 for 4, a lead of 376 runs. Holder made an unbeaten 71 from 88 balls that had 7 hits to the ropes and shared in an unbroken 53-run stand for the 5th wicket with wicket-keeper Joshua Da Silva, who remained unbeaten on 20. Sri Lanka's only consolation on the day was middle-order batsman Pathum Nissanka making a half-century when he scored 51 before he pulled the ball and was caught at deep square leg as Sri Lanka crashed to 258 in their first innings. This is Marlon Dale Ferreira signing off for Cricket on the Go.